If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green, and the language we speak here every Sunday is golf. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke, Robert DeCosa, our producer and master control. Thanks for tuning us in and for making us and what we do a part of your sports weekend. We've got a great show for you today. As we look at golf from inside the business, you know, it takes a lot to run a golf course. And today we focus on a couple of areas that you and your buddies probably don't think too much about when you hit the course for 9 or 18. Who is the most important person at your favorite course? Well, it's not the head pro. It's not the starter, although he may think he is. It's not the guy who mows the fairways. They all are important, but they all work for the superintendent. And chances are the soup is a member of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. There's a brand new president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association. His name is Paul Carter, and he'll be with us today here on Tee to Green. Another important behind-the-scenes job belongs to the person who runs the pro shop. At big resorts, it's a big job. This person has to wear a lot of different hats, and no one does it better than Jared Henslick at Big Cedar Lodge in Missouri, and he also joins us today to tell us about what he does here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com. And don't forget, you can hear us, too, on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, talking golf with Paul Carter of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, next here on Tee to Green.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV. But if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to it at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. In Master Control, our producer, Robert DeCozzi, and I'm joined also this week by my co-host, our co-host on Tee to Green, Debbie O'Connell. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. I am fantastic. It's a great golf day on TV. Exciting to see the PGA and LPGA and, you know, Champions Tour really going at it this week. LPGA preparing for a major coming up, and obviously the PGA just off the Masters. So exciting time to be a golf fan always.
Yeah, it's officially spring. The Masters has come and gone. The weather's getting better everywhere, so no one has any excuse not to get out and play some golf these days.
It is the time. It's the golf courses are calling, and the golf course superintendents are getting those courses ready for everyone to come out and enjoy.
Speaking of that's a good way to lead into our guests, our first guest today, our second guest later in the hour from Big Cedar Lodge, the PGA of America Merchandiser of the Year in the resort category. Jared Henslig will join us right now. We're going to be joined by the brand new president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. He just got the job last month, and we like to welcome for the first time Paul Carter to Tee to Green. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Morning, everyone. Good to be here.
Great to have you here, Paul.
You just took over the job, and you've got it for a year, so I imagine you have to hit the ground running. Tell us about your background and your work before becoming president of the GCSAA. What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been a long process to get here, but honored to be the 89th president of GCSAA. I took over from T.A. Barker, who was our 88th president, on February the 5th of this year at our annual meeting, and it has been a whirlwind. We've hit the CMA meetings, the USGA went over to Portugal for the Federation of European Greenskeepers and Golfkeepers Association, a lot of our own associations, but it's great. We are, we're 22,000 members strong, and in countries all over the world, and just keeping the game on course so that our golfers can enjoy a well-maintained and environmentally sensitive and protective golf courses.
I would guess that most golfers know what a superintendent is, but I wonder how many know what the Golf Course Superintendents Association is, and what is it that you guys do?
So the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, or GCSAA, is the we're the eyes and ears and voice of the golf course itself. So our job is to protect the golf course, the game of golf, and to advance our members in their education, their abilities, their career advancement. So we provide a lot of education, certificates and certifications from the superintendent to the assistant superintendent to the equipment manager. We just came out with a new greenskeeper certificate program, which is designed more for the entry-level employee that's just coming on and getting to learn our trade. We've got 11 brand new training videos for our crew members of, you know, simple things like how to cut a cup, what a fairway is, what a golf course is, for people that are coming into our industry that just don't know. And those have been highly successful. Those roll into the greenskeeper. So we want to have a program for everyone from, you know, entry level all the way up to our certified golf course superintendent, which is our highest level. And we are highly engaged in government advocacy. We have National Golf Day, which is going to be May the 4th through the 6th, which is coming up in Washington, D.C., where we gather together in D.C. and go to meetings with congressional leaders and talk about the environmental and economic benefits of golf courses, what we're doing. A couple of years ago, I think it was 2020, actually, we created, with the help of our chapters in each of our states, we created best management practice manuals, which are living, breathing documents that our members can use to really more fine-tune what we're doing on a golf course, from mowing standards to nitrogen to fertilization to irrigation to all those things, so that we are being able to, I guess, lack of a better word, prove that we are, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk.
Wow, there is a lot to unpack there, Paul. The one thing I want to ask you more about is you going to Congress, because you are especially well-known for your environmental work. How do you balance having a great golf course conditions with the sustainability and the stewardship in a way that benefits both the golfers and the land?
I always tell people that, you know, at our golf course, the Bear Trace in Harrison Bay, which is one of nine courses that is owned and operated by the state of Tennessee through the Department of Environment and Conservation. So that right there tells you that, for me, at my golf course, we're highly engaged and have our mind set on protecting the environment. But we do probably, 50% of our work is golf course maintenance related, and 50% is balanced to the environment. We go out there and we play and we work and we go home, but the residents, as we call them, of the golf course, you know, that's their home. And so we have to protect that, whether that be native grass areas that we're taking out of high maintenance that don't require as much fertilization or water, or providing movement corridors through the golf course, so it's not a complete, you know, just 1.5 inch to, you know, really shortcut grass. Providing nesting boxes and nesting tubes and those kind of things. So I think every golf course out there can and does a very good job of maintaining that balance between what the golfers need and what the environment needs. And we have a lot of programs at GCSA that help our members to achieve that goal.
Yeah, one of them, just to put it in layman's terms, I know there was a big thing about Roundup, right, with killing weeds. So there's an easy way to kill weeds, but it's not good for the environment, right? It's just, it's not good for people. It's not good for environment. And then it's switching, right? Are the new environmentally safe and encouraging safety for the golf course, the land, the environment, for everyone, are they as effective? I mean, you know, people can use them in their yard. I know my landscaper's like, oh, no, I'm not going to put anything, any bad chemicals in your property, right? So is it as effective? Do you have to, are there any extra things you have to do, more knowledge you have? Is there more involved because you're not using these very dangerous poisons, basically, and chemicals?
Yeah, so I've been in this industry since, gosh, 91, and I have seen a tremendous improvement in the technology of chemicals and fertilizers, the amount of products that we need to use to get a satisfactory result. I can remember, gosh, early in my career, putting, you know, there was a product out there that we put 44 pounds of in a tank at a time, and now you're talking about, you know, 0.9 ounces of a product. So our industry has done a tremendous job. They have invested millions and millions of dollars and countless hours of research at our university testing facilities with members, everything, to find those products that we can use that don't require as much impact to the environment.
Paul Carter. You know,
yes, sir.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we live in the golf course, we live in the communities that we maintain, and so there's nothing that our members are going to do to impact the environment in a detrimental way, because, you know, our families play at the same parks that the golfers' families play at and drink out of the same water and everything else. You know, research shows that water entering a golf course is more polluted than water exiting a golf course. So I think we're doing
well. Carter,
we have,
yeah, well, Carter's with us. He's superintendent at the Bear Trace golf course, Harrison Bay in Harrison, Tennessee, and he knows what he's talking about. He was the overall winner of the 2013 Golf Course Superintendents Association Golf Digest Environmental Leaders in Golf Awards, and in 2015 Paul was honored with the Golf Course Superintendents Association President's Award for Environmental Stewardship at the Bear Trace at Harrison Bay in Harrison, Tennessee. He previously served as Director of Agronomy for the Tennessee Golf Trail, and he is the new president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. He was elected to the GCSAA Board of Directors back in 2019, took over the president's job in February, and he's going to do another segment with this, some of the big projects they have at the Golf Course Superintendents Association, the John Mobley Foundation, and Rounds for Research. We're going to talk to Paul Carter about those two programs and those two very good programs when we come back to Tee to Green right after this.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494, 800-219-2494, 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it once again. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is Paul Carter of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. He was elected president of the GCSAA at the annual meeting in Orlando back in February. He's a 33-year member of the Golf Course Superintendents Association. And, Paul, before we get to talking about your two big projects, the Mobley Foundation and Rounds for Research, one quick question. If you're a golf course superintendent, are you automatically a member of the GCSAA? How does that work? Is it voluntary? Is it mandatory? How does that all, the membership work?
The membership is not mandatory. No, it's a process where our members sign up. There's an annual dues and those kind of things. We have John Deere supports our student members throughout the nation with free memberships from there, so we can get them in early. But no, sir, it's, there are many different classifications for memberships. There's actually what I like to say is there's a membership for every single person on the face of the earth. So every one of your listeners out there who's a golfer, they can help out our association and our industry by becoming a friend of the superintendent. It's between $50 and $200 a year, depending on what kind of a swag package that they would want to get. But they can go to gcsa.org/friend and sign up there. So that's a really good way for golfers to help out our association, our industry. And, you know, the other one leading into what we were talking about earlier is Rounds for Research. I don't know if you're ready to go into that or if you want to talk more about the membership.
Let's go ahead and talk about Rounds for Research, which is a big annual thing that the GCSAA does every year. And it kicks off this year, the 2026 Rounds for Research kicks off the program starting tomorrow. So tell us all about that, how it works, and how people can get involved.
Yeah, so Rounds for Research is a great program. It was actually a brainchild of Tim Krieger, who's the executive director for Carolina's Golf Course Superintendent Association. And then our national association took it over, and we've been growing it ever since. So it is an online auction that runs from, like you said, tomorrow morning at, I think, 10 o'clock a.m. on Eastern Time until the 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, I believe. And what we do is we gather rounds from our members, from courses, from experiences, and put them online, and golfers get to bid on those. It is at www.rounds4research.com is where they can go. And the golfers bid on these, and it's a great opportunity to get on courses that you may not be able to, private clubs, experiences. We've got one here in Tennessee where one lucky person will be able to bring two of their friends out and play with three-time PGA winner Scott Stallings at Holston Hill for a day, have lunch. You know, maybe he'll give them a little instructions on their game, all those things. But so 80% of the money that is raised goes back to our chapters. 20% stays with the GCSA Foundation. And it's a great way to help provide funding for our chapter so they can do things, education, research, scholarship, advocacy, and also help fund the Golf Foundation. So I would highly, highly encourage all of your listeners and tell their friends and everybody to go to rounds4research.com starting tomorrow and start bidding. We got close to 2,000 bids or 2,000 unique opportunities on there. And we're at close to $1 million worth of value this year. That's going to be the high water mark for us. And the program's just growing and growing. And it's a testament to our members who see the benefit, but also to the golfers who go on there and bid for those rounds. So.
And I tell you what, golfers, I just went on and looked at the list of golf courses from last year. I mean, you can put in your state and specifically look at what state you want to find a golf course. And there are some incredible deals, a value of like $300 that someone got for $150. Then there's these private country clubs, like in Stuart, Florida, there's the Sailfish Point. You can't get on it. And that golf course, and I'm sure there's many, many private country clubs where they're priceless because otherwise you cannot get on and play. And then there's other really awesome deals. So, Paul, an incredible program, great opportunity for golfers, and, of course, what you all do with the money benefits everyone for sure. It just keeps growing. Jay, any more on rounds for research before we go on to any other questions?
Well, I just wanted to tell people since the program began, it's raised $5 million. And the last 4 years, they've broken their fundraising record. So it's going like gangbusters. You can go there now, as Debbie just did, roundsforresearch.com, roundsforresearch.com. And you can scout it out in advance and check out some golf courses that are up there. Some of the big name courses, Bandon Dunes, Sand Valley, French Lick Resort, and many, many more. So you can go there now and check it out. And then the bidding actually starts tomorrow and it runs through Friday. Is that right, Paul?
The 26th, so Sunday, I believe. Yes, sir. Yeah, I think it's Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday, yeah. More than 1,200 rounds of golf available, and Rounds for Research presented in partnership with the Toro Company as well. So we wanted to give them a shout-out.
Yeah, as of yesterday, final count, we're at 1,964 rounds that have been donated for this year.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's fantastic. Like I said, opportunity for everyone. So, Paul, if we could go back to the golfer, right? Sometimes they don't realize how much superintendents influence their experience of the game. So in your mind, what are the biggest ways that course conditions shape how golfers score, how they think, how they enjoy a round or don't enjoy a round? How much influence is there from the superintendent, and where do you think specifically?
I think there's a big partnership between the golf course superintendent and the golfer. And there has to be that relationship there. So everybody enjoys their round, their career, what have you. I mean, the setup of a golf course, if we set up the pins too difficult or in quote unquote illegal pin locations, then, you know, those aren't, that's not, nobody's going to have a fun day, and just everybody's going to complain about that. So we have to be cognizant of where we, you know, let's just say step 10. You have to, as a superintendent, you have to look at your clientele and who's playing there. I'm at a public golf course, so we mow our fairways pretty high, 3/4 of an inch, because that's what our golfers enjoy. That would not work at a private club where you might have a higher level or a lower level of handicap player who's, you know, more skilled, and they wouldn't like that. So there is a very good balance between listening to the golfer and what they need and also listening to the golf course and what it needs. And, you know, to be honest with you, the golfers need to understand that the golf course is a living, breathing entity, and there are days and times of the year when they have to understand and give a little bit. If we've had rain, then we can't allow carts out on the golf course. There's cultural practices that we have to do to maintain the course that they expect. So it is a balancing act, and I hope golfers and their superintendents have those communications. I know I have a really good rapport with the golfers at our golf course. They tell me what they think, and so we go from there.
Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, GCSAA.org. For more information, Rounds 4 Research. That's Rounds, the number 4, research.com, the website for more information about the fundraiser, Rounds for Research, that starts tomorrow. Check it out. And thank your golf course superintendent when you get a chance to. Thank you, Paul Carter, president of the GCSAA, for joining us today. Good job, Paul.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate y'all very, very much.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll go to the Ozarks with Jared Henslick, Big Cedar Lodge, joining us next on TD Green.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, Robert DeCosa, the producer of the show, and Master Control. And we have a quick reminder from your friends at Divot Magazine. It's that time of the year. And if you get tired of paying too much for golf, well, and you're wondering if only there was some way out there that I could play golf and not break the bank, we'll tell you about it. It's Colorado's best golf discounts. Colorado and Nevada. It starts with the 2026 Greensaver. Greensaver is your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor golf facilities in Colorado and Nevada. Besides golf, there's discounts on carts, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, travel, and more. So grab your Greensaver now and start playing smarter. Greensaver, everything else in golf has gotten more expensive. The Greensaver holding the line on prices and holding the line on prices for the Greensaver. Last year was $54. This year, it's just $54. You can enjoy a great year of golf without breaking the bank. Use it twice, and you got your money's worth. Available in both book or mobile format. For more information, order, go to greensavergolf.com. Greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. Debbie, have you ever been to Big Cedar Lodge in Ridgedale, Missouri?
No, but I think I'm putting it on my bucket list because it looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing place. I haven't been there either, but I've heard a lot about it. We've had some folks from the show joining us on the show here on Tee to Green. And at Big Cedar Lodge at Ridgedale, Missouri, they have a guy there who's their merchandiser, their chief merchandiser. His name is Jared Henslick. He was named PGA of America Merchandiser of the Year in the resort category. And Jared is on the Tee to Green guest line right now from the Ozarks. Hey, Jared, how you doing?
Well, it's a wonderful day here in the Ozarks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you with us. You are the director of retail at Big Cedar Golf Lodge, member of the PGA Midwest section, recipient of this year's PGA of America Merchandiser of the Year Award in the resort category. And you wear, my goodness, you wear a bunch of different hats, and this honor is very well deserved. Congratulations.
Why, thank you very much. It's been quite a year.
So what exactly is it you do, and what did you do to earn this honor?
Well, I tell you, it took a long time, but it is a lifelong passion, and certainly it certainly helps to be at a place like Big Cedar to do that. We have an amazing facility that our owner, Mr. Morris, put together, and it's all about the experience. And as he would say, supply the experience, and the rest will come. And so we have the ability to go out and get beautiful products that a lot of our guests would love to see and expect to see. But I think the key to what we do is we try to do some things differently, and we try to do some great custom special things that our guests don't get to see anywhere else. And I like to think that's part of the reason that I was selected by my peers.
Yeah, when we talked about getting you on the show, you mentioned there was an interesting story about how you got the job there at Big Cedar. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. It was kind of by accident, but that's the best kind, right? So it was about 5-ish years ago when I received a phone call from a fellow golf professional that I had been working with for many years, Mr. John Richardson. I'll give you a little shout out there, Johnny. And he wanted to let me know that he had received a new job, and that it was at Big Cedar as the director of golf. And so I was excited for him. I honestly told him I wasn't sure what that was, though, and what that meant, because, you know, Payne's Valley had just opened, but I still was obviously excited. He's a friend, and he, you know, we chatted a little bit, and then he, you know, said, listen, I do call with some business. He said, I want to know, we got to have a director of retail out here, and we've interviewed a host of people, and we've narrowed it down to two, and you know a lot of the buyers, and who would you hire? And so I told him who I would. I selected a gal, and I said, this gal is wonderful, and she returns phone calls, and she's lovely, and she's PGA, and so we chatted a little bit, and that was it. And 2 weeks later, we reconvened, and he said, you know, Jared, I really think that you should really come look at this. I think this is something that you should look at. And so I said, well, I don't know about that because I already had a job. And so I poked around a little bit and got a lot of great feedback. And there I was on an airplane out here meeting the team. And when I got out here, I was just awestruck. How could I not know about a place like this? And so a couple of interviews later, here I am. And it's one of the best things I've ever done.
You passed the audition.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Jared, you oversee more than 20 retail points across Big Cedar Lodge, which includes a marina and many other locations. You have four, I think, main pro shops. When you look at the plan as a whole, what are your main goals in each of those places? Are they each unique to the type of location at the lodge? Share with us, please. This is a huge job. All that goes into being at a resort.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And really, you're right. There's over 20 points of retail, and you know, we can use a couple as an example. We have an outdoor amphitheater, and we have a spa, and we have, you know, two marinas and six courses, but four golf shops. And so, let's use golf as an example. You know, we know that when guests come out to Big Cedar, they're usually going to stay 3 or 4 days, and they're going to play all our golf courses. And so, you know, what I need to do is I need to make sure that all four of our shops supply a different experience. So an example would be if I were going to carry a Vineyard Vines in one shop, I'm going to carry a Southern Tide in another. If I'm going to carry a Grayson in one shop, I'm going to carry a G4 in another. And I'm going to spread my athletic brands around where one shop's going to have Puma, one's going to be Adidas, you know, one's going to be Nike or whatever we do. And so we need each shop to supply, again, that different experience. And so what ends up happening is it just means we have more vendors that we have to deal with. So it compounds it. It is a big job, but I love it. I really do. I have a wonderful team of people that work underneath in the retail team. I've got four different buyers. I've got a team of merchandisers. And, you know, for those of you that ever worked in retail, you understand how hard it is, how hard retail really is. And we don't talk about that. We just go and do it. And so the plan really is, you know, let's have the best marina in the country. Let's have the best golf shops in the country. And so there is a lot of pressure to do that, but I'm up for that challenge. I love it.
And what do you know about the golfer who comes in here into your shop that the golfers don't even know about themselves, which helps you place certain merchandise in certain locations? We all hear about the impulse buy, so you want to have things on the counter that people be like, oh, yeah, I want to get that. So what else don't we know about ourselves when we walk into our shop? Where do our eyes go? What do we see? What do we look at? What pulls us to buy something?
Well, wow, that's a good little Charlie Huff knuckleball there. I would say this. I would say that you know a lot of times we do a lot of professional buddy trips is really really the core of our business, and so that means that they probably 6 to 8 to 12 months prior made those reservations, and so there's been this huge buildup of this anticipation on all of their parts to come to Big Cedar. They're watching social media feeds, and they just can't wait to get here. So, and when they get here, they really want to play golf. And of course they're going to buy some gear from all of their locations. And so what we try to do is not overly decorate, if I will. You know, we try to have simple, clean displays that have all the sizes out, and we make it very easy to shop, because we know if you've ever watched a guy shop, for the most part, they walk around, they're feeling shirts, they're looking down, and then they look at the size, and then the last thing it seems they look at is the price. And so we try to mix up patterns and stripes and prints. But more than that, what we do is, in some of our accessory items, we have things that create the want. I don't know that there's anybody that comes to Big Cedar that needs anything, but our job is to create the want. And how do we do that? Well, a great example I use often would be G4 shoes. Everybody probably knows about G4 and the shoes. And if you see them all the time on social media feeds, and they have all these great styles with blue and pink bottoms and skulls. And a lot of times you go into the stores, and they don't have that particular model. They have the core models. Well, we're the place that'll buy a lot of those nice, fringy, you know, high styling, you know, styles in our shop. So a guy's like, wow, like I don't need that, but I'm going to buy that. I want that. And so we do a good job of creating the want. And again, a lot of that's done through special makeups, through working with a vendor, having their creative team come out, look at our property, and come back to us with some very unique things that only are available at Big Cedar. And that, to me, is the sweet spot right there.
There you go. Jared Henslick, he is the PGA of America Merchandiser of the Year in the resort category at Big Cedar Golf Lodge in Ridgedale, Missouri. They have 6 golf courses, 4 dedicated golf shops. Revenue in 2024 was $7 million plus in golf shop and comfort station sales. It's a big job, Jared, a lot of different facets to it. And what do you find personally as the most rewarding part of what you do?
I love the look on guests' face when they come off that golf course and they're just blown away, is the best way to say it. And they just, not only with the golf, but with the service and the experience that they just had, they're going to buy merch. It's just a great thing to know that you were able to meet or hopefully exceed the guests' thought of what they were about ready to experience. That's a very special feeling. It really is.
Jared, what percent of your golf shops are women's clothing and different merchandise, whether hats or golf gloves, golf balls? What percent women?
Well, you know, I guess the best way to say it is we sell souvenirs. You know, people want our logo, and so we sell a lot of apparel, of course. You know, I think things like gloves and balls and things of that nature, yeah, we sell those. But it's really more driven through headwear and apparel, because that has our logo. We'd also have really grown our accessory business, so head covers and just accessory items with our logo as well. You know, I always kid and say, you know, one of the reasons we sell as much gear as we do is because airlines lose luggage, you know, and so when that happens, you know, I should write them thank yous. But, you know, that's when we will sell shoes and socks and boxers and swimwear and other things like that. But the real sweet spot is logoed merchandise, apparel, and accessories.
Big Cedar's 4 dedicated golf shops refresh their displays 12 to 15 times per year, emphasizing presentations that tell a story and drive sales. Busy guy, and we appreciate him taking some time to join us today to talk about what he does and what Big Cedar Lodge is, Ridgedale, Missouri. That's Jared Henslick. Jared, thanks so much. That was fun. Good job.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The 2026 PGA of America Merchandiser of the Year, Jared Henslick today here on Tee to Green. Stay with us, back for more after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Boy, another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green. Thanks to a couple of great guests, Paul Carter, President, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Don't forget roundsforresearch.com. It starts tomorrow, rounds, the number four, research.com, for more information and your chance to play some of America's great golf courses that normally you would never get a chance to play. Rounds for Research, great fundraiser there. And thanks to Jared Henslick for joining us, too. Debbie, no Masters hangover in golf. Everybody's playing this weekend. The ladies are in Los Angeles for their tournament ahead of the major championship, the Chevron Championship, next week in Houston. The Tour Champions, first major of the year, PGA Senior Championship going on in Sarasota, Florida. And Keith Horn of South Africa at minus 11 has a one-shot lead over four players, including Stuart Sink. LIV Golf in Mexico City, John Rahm leads there. And the PGA Tour at Harbortown, where they're playing for the ugliest trophy in golf, the plaid jacket at the RBC Heritage. Matt Fitzpatrick, a three-shot lead over Scottie Scheffler. No Rory in that one. He's basking in the glory of his Masters win last weekend.
Well, watch for Scotty. He's been the comeback kid.
Yeah, he's right there, three shots back going into the last round today. Right, he's got him right where he wants him. Right where he wants to be.
I think he does, Jay.
Thanks to Robert DeCose. Great show today. Thanks to Robert DeCose in Master Control. Thank you, Debbie. And we will all see you next week. In the meantime, hit them long, hit them straight.